Do we have any committee chairs who wish to give some committee reports? I know the scholarship committee was going to give one, and Artis is here. Okay, let's have Artis membership first.
Okay, as chair of the CCB membership committee, I'd like each chapter to make sure that you have two representatives on the membership listserv. And if you're a new president, particularly within the last year, please contact me and let me know who you'd like on that listserv. And we'd also welcome anyone who's really interested in membership issues to let Donna know, because we're looking for more members for our committee. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Who seeks the floor? Okay, right now we're doing... let's have... Robert, are you ready to do the scholarship?
Yes.
Okay, let's have folks give their reports. If you have specific questions for committee chairs, those I will take. We will save comments for the end of the committee reports. Oh, you do have a membership question? Okay. Okay. So let's recognize Warren for his question specific to membership.
Test. Okay, there. I do have a membership question for Artis. Do we have registration numbers for the convention, this convention?
No, we do not. Peter is counting and tabulating and all that good stuff. So we don't at this point. So thank you. Jeff.
One for Artis too.
Jeff has a question.
Artis, I would like to sort of look around to see if I can find, I'm giving a comment at the beginning to sort of explain my question. To sort of see if I can find someone in our area of the state for membership, but would it be possible, and I don't mean necessarily the second, but to put out something that would sort of define what some of the possible issues, plans you want to work for on membership, so that if we're trying to find somebody for your committee, we can tell them, you know, what types of things you and your committee hope to do? Great. Thank you.
Yes. One of the things that I am going to ask all chairs to do is come up with a statement, and Jeff was right along the lines on that, and I want that to be done by all committees. And we should, my goal is to have something up, and I'm being generous, 3 months at the latest, because I think it's important that we have that out there so that folks can go to something, and if it interests them, they can contact the chair and ask more questions. Thank you. Any other membership committee specific questions? Who seeks the floor? Pam Pology. And let's get you a mic just a sec.
Oh, I was just going to say that at your convenience, I would give a committee report. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Any other membership questions? Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Let us go to Robert Wendt, who is our CCB Scholarship Committee Chair. Robert?
I'll make this short and sweet. We're in the, just so everybody knows, we're in the process of trying to develop a system that's much more objective, that will also give students some specifics about what we would like to see in the applications. And I think it'll make it much easier for the students to then respond in their personal statements and by providing appropriate materials. We had 9 applicants this year. 3 of the applications were incomplete, so we ultimately ended up giving 6 scholarships. And thanks to Active Blind, they assisted us greatly in providing the scholarships this year. So if you ever get a chance to say thank you to them, I'd really appreciate that. If there's any questions, I'll take those.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Robert? Artist does. Okay.
Actually, it's more a request, I guess, than a question. Would it be possible to put on your scholarship application page or something like that, maybe a thank you to the Active Blind? Because I think maybe if we do more of these thank yous on our website and materials, it might give a reason for other organizations to give donations to various projects of CCB.
Okay. That is
such a good idea.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's possible, but I do think it's a great idea.
I think what I would like to see is the scholarship committee work on something like that, but I also plan on putting Team Thank You into effect related to Active Blind and other donors. So that's a great idea.
Okay.
Any other questions for scholarship committee chair? Okay. Robert, thank you so much. You have a wonderful, good working committee, and you're doing some great work, and I want to thank you for that. Okay, if we could get the microphone to Pam Pology, please, for her committee report as our credentials chair.
Thank you, Donna. First of all, I want to say thank you to Steve Fort for serving with me on the committee, and all of his assistance and patience with me, and all you guys' patience with me. And I wanted to especially thank Ed, because without Ed's assistance, I wouldn't be able to be placed in this capacity as non-technological as I am. And Ed has just been diligent and above that in communicating with me anything that was going on with changes or communication from chapters, and I couldn't have done it without Ed. I really couldn't. And I wanted to say that, if I'm not mistaken, the next convention is 158 days away, April 11th. And so that means, if I'm not mistaken, that the credentials are due by February 25, 2013. So keep that in mind, you guys, so you know nobody's late. And just one more thing, if you guys have sent in your credentials report and there are changes that you're aware of prior to the convention, please call me, 66 area code 445-7297, and give me the changes ahead of time so that I'll have them and our credentials report will go a lot more smoothly. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
I know. Here it comes. I know it'll come. There we go. So our credentials chair has already given you the date for when credentials are due. So it was verbalized. And no, I think that's fine. I think it's a good thing, to mark it in the calendar. And I'd like to know if anyone has any questions for our credentials committee chair. Who seeks the floor? Linda Perel.
Hi, question for Pam. It's a little arithmetic issue. You said February 25th to April 11th doesn't add up to 30 days, I don't think.
45 days.
45 days. Well, then it does. Okay,
it's
thank
in
you.
The-
That's
a,
it's 45 days now. Just for spring. That's
okay,
helpful.
Okay, what is the, for the Constitution.
All right. Now that I happen to have the microphone, may I do some committee reports?
Does anyone have any more questions for our credentials chair? Okay, thank you so very much. Folks are saying, and I don't have the Constitution in front of me, so I'm not reading it at the moment, and I'm old and can't remember everything anymore. So if I didn't have it in front of me, and our Constitution chair said, okay, we're going...
30 days prior to the Friday of the election, someone is saying.
Roger, for our spring convention, our credentials due 30 days before or 45 days before the start of convention? That's what Pam was saying, wow. Yes. Okay, wow. Roger basically said that there is something in the Constitution that states 45 days for spring. She did her homework. All right, Pam, everybody's clapping for you. She keeps us on the straight and narrow. Any other questions for our credentials chair? All right, let's go ahead and give the microphone over to Linda Perel.
I have it in my tight little fist. Anyway, okay. I'm going to give two preliminary reports for my two new assignments. First, team, thank you. And I understand, of course, that Donna, early in the summer, put this idea out, and a number of people said they'd like to help but didn't want to chair. I'm going to find out who you are. And you will help me. So that's team. Thank you. I think we're going to have a lot of
fun.
Can
we please have order?
Okay. The natives are getting restless.
We do have cash. Yeah. You know.
Okay. Now for the publications committee and my. I'm about to make a kind of a lame comment that my seatmate has already told me that I shouldn't make. It's interesting. The Publications Committee, I think I have a fairly steep learning curve. It's an excellent committee. They've worked well together for a very long time. Some of them have clear fiefdoms within the committee of what it is they do, and I'm grateful for that and expect to learn from them. What I'm amazed by already is we have all of this wonderful modern technology that's supposed to make our lives easier, and yet it adds to the complication of getting our publications out properly to everyone in the organization. So I want to learn all I can about that and help to smooth out the wrinkles even a little bit. So that's my first goal for that committee. And thank you to the members who were at the meeting on Friday afternoon. And thank you particularly to Mike Keithley, who wrote me a long email the very next morning outlining all the wonderful things he does for the committee. So that's my report.
Okay, let's... get a microphone to Roger Peterson for a question.
Thank you. First of all, I want to apologize for not being at the Publications Committee meeting, but the Constitution Committee meeting is at the same time, and I don't know how to be at both.
Yeah.
But also, I understand that a question came up about what sources or what publications articles are eligible for awards, publication committee awards, the issue-oriented and lifestyle articles. And it is... my recollection, and I think you'll find in the previous articles we've written, that other articles besides those in the Blind Californian are eligible. It's just that the Blind Californian articles are automatically kind of in the running, whereas to be eligible for consideration, an article from another source has to be nominated by somebody, because we wouldn't know where it was if it weren't. Thank you.
And that question probably came up also before I was in the room. I got there late. So any other questions?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Who seeks? Is that Jeff?
Yes. Okay. Since I only ask serious questions, would it be fair to refer to our new publications chair, the CCB Pub Crawler?
Oh, dear. Oh. So, publications committee, we have Pub Crawler, Web Crawler, you know, all these things. Okay, any other questions regarding Team Thank You or the publications committee? Yes, Bernice.
A while back, in one of the...
Order, folks. I don't want to hear about Tavern on the Green.
In one of the publications committee reports, the committee had been asked to come up with a document for the thank yous. And I don't know if that ever got approved or what the status of that was. Do you know what I'm referring to?
That was the publications committee. If it wasn't done under your tenure, it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, I don't think. But it was a resolution that was
correct.
Referred to the publications.
The thank you
committee.
Resolution. Yes, and if the document from that thank you resolution did not happen during your tenure as chair, then it still has not happened. And we absolutely will get back on that, and thank you very much for the reminder that our secretary will make sure is in the minutes, because I read those to help me with the reminders. And it will be revisited, most definitely. Any other questions? Okay. Linda. Yeah, and I'd like to know who your seatmate is, by the way.
My fellow board member and partner in crime, Mr. Wendt.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
And his better half and Ms. Pamela Metz are the cheering squad, and we're having a good time back here.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Linda.
I'm in charge, though. So. All right. I want to say very clearly that I will resist efforts to, what's the word I want, to homogenize and make one thank you document. I really, really want, I can think about thank you guidelines, but I really, really want thank yous to be personal and specific, and I have real concerns about having a Hallmark card thank you document. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who seeks? Okay, is that Pam over there? Okay. Any other questions for Linda? See, Linda, you're the chair of Team Thank You. So however you wish to yourself and, of course, also, gee, conveniently, as chair of the publications committee, you guys can work to do what it is that needs to be done. So you're in the perfect seat. And then, well, yes, there needs to be a group put together specifically to that resolution, working group, inclusive of the, what I recommend is that you would convene a group with yourself as chair of publications, chair of the awards committee, and, you know, we will definitely talk as far as if other committee chairs should be included in that start. And then, you know, we'll go from there. But that's first steps. Before we go to the next committee report, I want everybody in this room to give a good loud round of applause for our new audio folks, Ronnie and Brooks. They've been great. I hope that some of you have had a chance to meet them. We are very, very, very fortunate to have them here at convention. And you know, they've just hit the ground running, literally, from room to room to room. So thank you. Thank you to both of you for providing this service for us. Okay. If we could give the microphone to Miss Pamela.
It's Pam. I'm not mad at anybody.
Pamela. I know she doesn't like it. That's why I did it.
Try.
All righty, folks.
Good morning, you guys. I'm chair of the Domestic Violence and Hate Crime Committee, and one of the things that I am working on for the spring, I've already mentioned this to Donna, is cross your fingers, we might end up having a self-defense class. I'm working with Guido, and it is a real Guido, too. He is based in Pasadena, but he works with the blind and visually impaired all over the state, and what he's trying to do is find me a trainer in Sacramento so there will be no charge. So cross your fingers. I'm going to have a conference call sometime in January or February, so I'm letting my committee know this. And if anybody else is interested in helping this committee out, give me a call or email me. And okay, my email address, can I give it? Okay, it's P.D. Hill. And everybody in this room, forget this number. 1958, forget it. @gmail.com. Okay, and I'm going to say something right now. I would love to help Linda out on the publications committee. So if she wants me, I'll help her.
Otherwise.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Pam? I don't know. We have to deal with that peanut gallery back there. And when Pam said Guido, Peter came in. You know, said no relation, so. He remembers. He's Guido Pardini. Okay. Let's have another door prize. So what we're going to do first is we are going to do from Silicon Valley Chapter, chocolate bar, and $25 cash, and a San Bernardino wind chime. Packet of three. Let's draw. I will draw. Penny Fraser, are you in the room? Oh. You know what, folks? Tell everybody that we have some good stuff happening at the business meeting besides the regular business. Dirk Neihardt, are you in the room still? Yay! Okay, before I recognize the loud one, That's true. Which one? There are lots of them. The loud one that I happen to love and live with. So, if folks need to leave the room while we're having, you know, while we're finishing up the meeting, leave your badges on your chair, and you know, we will go ahead and get them. We definitely will collect them. So,
that was my question.
And what Ed says is, thank you, Ed. What Ed says is that saves us $200 a convention when you turn them in. They are expensive. See, we're working on getting you those exact figures whenever we can. We heard you yesterday. And if we get talking badges, Roger says they'll cost even more. Okay, Mitch.
Actually, that was my question, because I'm leaving to have breakfast at 11 o'clock, I've decided. With or without you?
With or without me. I was hoping you'd go have breakfast.
I thought I'd give it till 11 o'clock.
He gets grumpy when he's hungry. Okay. Peter says, that's just right. When he's hungry.